And a good morning. I'm Craig Adams along with Matt Douglas on this Friday morning. It is 8:41. And even though we might have rain now, let's hope for less rain later today because there will be a very special time tonight at the Joe Ferment Stadium in Avon for tonight's Avon High School football game with Berea Mid Park. You'll see a lot of pink there tonight. And to find out more about what that's all about, we have on the line Mary Jo Schuster of Avon. And Mary Jo, tell us a little bit about what tonight is all about.
Tonight is a pink out at the Avon Eagles varsity football game. We are trying to raise breast cancer awareness in our community. And we are also accepting donations from fans as they come in to help support the Karen P. Nacon Foundation, which is a local local Avon Breast Cancer Foundation that supports local women.
We know about their annual golf outings, the race in the family's honor. Did you know Karen back in the day?
I did not know Karen personally, no, but their oldest son, Nick, graduated with my oldest son, Jason,
and,
from Avon High School.
Yeah, and you have a real connection to what's going on tonight at the stadium. Tell us your story.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, November 9th, stage one, but a very aggressive stage one. I am currently still in treatment, and so it's very important to me that we raise awareness for early detection because my yearly mammogram saved my life.
Mary, you talk about having that mammogram done, and it seems like it's harped on year after year, but it truly is that important to make sure you get that checkup, especially if something like this runs in your family, isn't it?
It is extremely important. Yes, 1 in 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer every year, and only 15% of women that are diagnosed have a family history. I unfortunately do have a family history, so I go for my yearly mammogram, but it is extremely important to go. It's also important to do your monthly breast exams because many women catch their breast cancer that way, and the earlier you can detect it, the better it is to find a cure and to be around for our families.
Mary Jo, you're about a year into this now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I'm still very tired. I still do have some side effects from I call them the rough chemos that I had that ended in June. But it's starting to get better, and I'm able to do more things with my family and my friends. So I'm happy about that.
And do you have any specific role at tonight's ball game?
I do not have a specific role. I basically put it together. Like I said, we are collecting funds for the Karen P. Nacon Foundation. Every fan that comes in will receive a pink ribbon sticker. The football team will be wearing their new pink jerseys this evening. The cheerleaders are decked out in pink, the band. It is also mini cheer night. They will all be in pink shirts. And we sold pink T-shirts through the athletic department. And the proceeds from those also benefit the Nacon Foundation. So hopefully it will be a sea of pink at Joe Ferment Stadium, and it will help raise awareness and early detection.
You know, the colors there are purple and I guess a shade of gold or kind of going toward yellow a little bit. But I don't know that I've seen a pink football jersey in my time.
They are actually black jerseys with pink numbers, and Avon is in pink, and there is a pink pink eagle and a breast cancer ribbon on the jersey. So they're highlighted in pink. They're not actually pink jerseys.
But that's okay, too. That's cool. That should be a great look tonight under the lights.
I surely hope so, and we're hoping for a big win and keep Avon undefeated
certainly
this evening.
Certainly. Mary, when you go to these events, it's obviously we talked about the importance of making sure you check and have your yearly checkups. But do these things, if you talk to people who say, you know, once October comes around, I see the pink and I think I've got to get in there. I've got to get that taken care of.
You know what? I do hear that a lot. And you know what? I do have to say that even though it was a very devastating time for my family, There are people that have said, you know what, I need to make my appointment. I need to go in and get my mammogram. And people that hadn't gone in 2, 3, 5 years made their appointments and got their mammograms. So, you know, it is a great teaching moment.
Well,
not that it's one that I would ever wish upon anyone, right. But I was happy to hear that.
Well, Mary Jo, we thank you for sharing your story. Like you say, it's difficult. Not everyone can do that, but you are. You're getting out front with it. And best of luck with your own treatment, and hope you raise a whole lot of money tonight. That's the Avon Berea Mid-Park game at Joe Ferment Stadium in Avon. Everybody, get out tonight and wear pink. Mary Jo Schuster, thank you so much.
Thank you.